Good afternoon. This is Archdeacon Steve West, the parish priest of St. Barnabas Parish in the Anglican Church in the Diocese of Trinidad and Tobago. I welcome you to reflection on this 10th Sunday after Pentecost, proper 13 year B. Today in Trinidad and Tobago, we celebrate Emancipation Day. And so our readings will come from the approved propers for Emancipation Day for their church in the province of the West Indies. Our readings are Exodus chapter 6, verses 2 to 13, Psalm 114, Paul's letter to Philemon, verses 8 to 21, and Luke chapter 4, verses 16 to 19. Let us pray. The Lord is here and we will praise Him. The Lord is here and we will worship Him. The Lord is here and we will trust Him. The Lord is here and we will honor Him. The Lord is here and He has called us to give Him all the glory. Amen. Lord, we have come because you have called us. We have come in the name of Jesus. We have come to declare the Father's love. We have come because you are worthy. We have come because you are here. Lord, empower us by your Holy Spirit to truly acknowledge your presence and to worship you alone. Amen. Lord, you are everywhere and you know everything. There is nothing you do not know and there is nothing you do not understand. There is no place we can hide from your searching gaze. You know our thoughts and our dreams, our hopes and our fears. We can fool everyone else, even ourselves, but we can never fool you. You are sovereign, you are Lord, and there is no other. We have come to worship you for your greatness. We have come to praise you that your greatness is clothed in loving kindness. We pray that you will speak to us through your word, the word we need to hear, and by your Holy Spirit, enable us to respond. Amen. We have the hymn CPWI 559, We Shall Overcome. Thank you. pray the collect for Emancipation Day, followed by the collect for Proper 13, and then our parish prayer. Liberating God, whose service is perfect freedom, who delivered your people Israel from slavery in Egypt, we thank you for delivering the people of these islands out of enslavement into freedom. We pray that by your help, we will preserve our freedom, respect and defend the freedom of others, through him by whom we are made free, your Son, Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. The Collect for Proper 13. Let your continual mercy, O Lord, cleanse and defend your church. And because it cannot continue in safety without your help, protect and govern it always by your goodness. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Gracious God, you sent your only Son, Jesus, to be for us an example of godly living. Empower us by your Holy Spirit to treasure your creation, that we may be his faithful disciples in our time and place, making disciples of all nations, sharing his words with all who need to hear them, and helping our brothers and sisters to experience life in all its fullness, all to your honor and glory. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our reflection today is entitled, Free Indeed. Free Indeed. Freedom, the power or right to act, speak, or think as one wants, or a state of not being imprisoned or enslaved, is considered to be a fundamental human right and is highly sought after by those who believe that they are in some way enslaved or oppressed. Slavery, on the other hand, which involves someone who is forced to provide services for another person while being treated as property, is considered an abomination. Slaves are required to serve. They do not have a choice. Slavery, as experienced by Africans in the Caribbean and the Americas, was a dark part of our history. Today, we celebrate Emancipation Day with a public holiday. Slavery is about abuse of power. Whenever the powerful turn away from love for other human beings and use their power and influence over another to fulfill their selfish ambitions, slavery is the outcome. While freedom is valued, very often it is abused by those who experience it. Therefore, slavery has been with us from the beginning. At creation, God gave humankind the freedom of choice. They chose to be disobedient to God's will and seek the knowledge of good and evil. Humankind chose to be slaves of sin and lost the freedom offered by the Creator. God in love invited the descendants of Abraham into a special covenant relationship. And their history tells us that Jacob and his family came to Egypt on Joseph's invitation and with Pharaoh's consent. The writer of Genesis records, all persons belonging to Israel who came to Egypt were his own offspring, not including the wives of his sons, was 66 persons in all. The children of Joseph who were born in Egypt were two, all persons of the house of Jacob who came into Egypt were 70. Genesis chapter 46, verses 26 and 27. At that time, Joseph was governor over all Egypt, and his family was allowed to settle in the land of Egypt. Pharaoh said to Joseph, "The land of Egypt is before you. Settle your father and your brothers in the best part of the land. Let them live in the land of Goshen. And if you know that there are capable men among them, put them in charge of my livestock." Genesis 47, verse 6. The descendants of Israel prospered in the land of Egypt. They gained possessions in it and were fruitful and multiplied exceedingly. Genesis 4, chapter 47, verse 27. The writer of the book of Exodus reported that the land was filled with them. Exodus chapter 1, verse 7. Now a Pharaoh arose over Egypt who did not know Joseph, and with fear of the children of Israel, enslaved them and oppressed them with forced labor to build cities for Pharaoh. After about 400 years of slavery, the Israelites groaned under their slavery and cried out. Out of slavery, their cry for help rose to God. God heard their groanings, and God remembered his covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. God looked upon the Israelites, and God took notice of them. Exodus chapter 2, verses 23 to 25. God called Moses to liberate the children of Israel from slavery in Egypt. They had a newfound freedom. However, physical freedom did not necessarily release us from mental or spiritual freedom. Having faced hardship in the desert, they wished to return to slavery in Egypt. They were disobedient to God and God's servant, Moses. They ignored God's law given to Moses. So while physically free, they remained in the spiritual bondage of sin. Many years later, with God's help, the children of Israel became one united nation under David, and later under Solomon. But because of their continued disobedience to God and slavery to sin, not only did the nation split into northern and southern kingdoms, but later the city of the temple, Jerusalem, was destroyed by Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, and God's people marched off into exile. In Babylon, they again cried out to God for liberation. The psalmist records their lament in captivity. By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down, and there we wept when we remembered Zion. Psalm 137, verse 1. God in love restored Jerusalem and the land of Canaan to his people. But they continued in their disobedience, their slavery to sin. Their leaders were described as bad shepherds and took advantage of their people, growing fat and wealthy while the people suffered. God therefore promised to send the Good Shepherd to offer the world true freedom, freedom of body, mind, and spirit. Freedom from sin and death. Today, as we celebrate Emancipation Day, we need to reflect on the fact that those who enslaved Africans professed to be Christians. They eventually came to their senses and gave physical freedom to the slaves. However, hopefully, they realized that while they kept others as slaves, they too were enslaved by their abuse of power, lack of understanding, and lack of love. We know that Dr. Eric Williams argued that it was for economic reasons that freedom came to the slaves in the Caribbean. It had nothing to do with love. Today, Emancipation Day, we would do well to consider these questions. Is slavery a thing of the past? Are we truly free? While we experience personal freedom, we have been advised by Bob Marley in his well-known song, Redemption Song, to emancipate ourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our mind. We are reminded that physical freedom is not all. Unfortunately, slavery in different forms exists in our society today. We still have sex trafficking, not only of adults, but also children. There is child forced labor and domestic servitude. At another level, many are enslaved by false ideas and false doctrines. Even those of us who call ourselves Christians have become, in this pandemic, slaves of doubt and fear. In our gospel today, from Luke chapter 4, verses 16 to 19, Jesus declares that by the power of the Holy Spirit, He is the great liberator. Jesus declares in the synagogue, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives, and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free." Luke chapter 4, verse 18. Jesus offers liberation from poverty, physical, emotional, and spiritual. Jesus offers freedom to those enslaved by others, enslaved by emotions or by evil spirits. To those enslaved by physical, emotional, and spiritual blindness, He offers true freedom. And those who are oppressed in Christ, they will receive freedom. In His ministry on earth, Jesus demonstrated that true freedom is available through Him. In the Gospel of John, Jesus again offers us true freedom. In John chapter 8, verses 31 and 32, Jesus said to the Jews who believed in Him, "If you continue in My word, you are truly My disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." Jesus goes on to explain, "Very truly I tell you, everyone who commits sin is a slave of sin." John 8, verse 34. However, Jesus gives the assurance, "If the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed." Verse 36. Today, we celebrate freedom from physical slavery. God commits to give us freedom from emotional and more so spiritual slavery. Jesus, by His ministry, death, and resurrection, offers us true and full freedom. Freedom from physical, emotional, and spiritual slavery. Let us therefore strive to live by the principles and precepts that Jesus taught. Let us strive by the power and presence of the Holy Spirit to live by His law of love. A new commandment: love one another as I have loved you. Let us, whenever we fall into sin, seek and receive His forgiving grace and experience true freedom. For if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. Amen. Let us pray. We remember, O Lord, those who suffer from any kind of discrimination, your children and our brothers and sisters who are humiliated and oppressed. We pray for those who are denied fundamental human rights, for those who are imprisoned, and especially those who are tortured. Our thoughts rest a few moments with them. And we pray that by your love and compassion, you may sustain them always. Amen. God of love and strength, your Son forgave his enemies even while he was suffering shame and death. Strengthen those who suffer for the sake of conscience. When they are accused, save them from speaking in hate. When they are rejected, save them from bitterness. When they are imprisoned, save them from despair. Give us grace to discern the truth, that our society may be cleansed and strengthened. This we ask for the sake of our merciful and righteous judge, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Liberating God, you hear our prayers for people who are oppressed today. As you heard the cries of your people enslaved in Egypt and raised up Moses to lead them to freedom, walk with people who are coming out of long-stay psychiatric hospitals, unsure of their place and their welcome in the communities where they want to live. For those coming out of prison after long sentences, unsure of their ability to break the pattern of former behavior and association. For those coming out of the darkness of years of anguish, rejection, and open hostility. For those coming through the bleakness of giving up drugs or alcohol, unsure of their ability to face life without those supports. For those coming through the waters of grief and loss, unsure of their ability to live alone. Walk with all who counsel and support them. Walk with all who were once enslaved on their journey to freedom. Say to them through us, I will be your God, and I will make you my people. Amen. And as our Savior Christ had commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. We have the hymn CPWI 544, By the Waters of, By the Rivers of Babylon. Let us pray. Teach us, good Lord, to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to count the cost, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labor and not to ask for any reward save that of knowing we do your will. And in that service we pray that God will continue to make us instruments of God's peace. Where there is hatred, let us sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that we may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And may the love of the Lord Jesus draw us to himself. May the power of the Lord Jesus strengthen us in his service. May the joy of the Lord Jesus fill our souls. And may the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be with you and abide with you always. Amen. We want to wish everyone a very happy Emancipation Day. We hope that you will enjoy your holiday tomorrow. Remember to continue in this pandemic to worship God, to wash your hands, to wear your mask, and to watch your distance. We hope that by now you would have made the decision and would have received your vaccine, because we need to protect ourselves and others from this dreaded virus. So do have a very productive, spirit-filled week, and be safe.
slavery. None but ourselves can free our mind. Oh, have no fear for atomic energy, 'cause none of them can stop at the time. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Yes, some say it's just a part of it. We've got to fulfill the book. Won't you hear to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever had, redemption songs, all I ever had, redemption songs, these songs of freedom.